This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Weaponry can change the outlook of a war. It is not so much about the quality of the soldier, it's about the quality of the violence that they can bring. And that's all going to be determined by the weapons. As an example, while we were never able to hammer down and put in place a rigid infrastructure in Afghanistan, as an example, they were never able to expel us. And in a large degree, we had sort of armed them. I mean, when we gave them Stinger missiles when the Soviet Union was occupying Afghanistan, that changed the way things were going. That changed the momentum. So of the many places around the globe that are currently engulfed in an armed conflict, one that doesn't receive very much media attention is the ongoing fighting in Kashmir, located between Pakistan and the northeastern reaches of India. And each country holds administrative control of roughly half of the region, and the fighting there is frequent. But it's getting a little bit more attention this week because of an alarming development. All of a sudden, American-made rifles and other military equipment have been showing up there. And the source of the weapons should be fairly easy to guess. This is all some of the equipment that was left behind in Afghanistan during our botched withdrawal from the country more than a year ago. And now the Taliban is selling them to foreign fighters. So we're funding the Taliban with this, and we're also changing momentums. We get this from NBC News. Weapons left behind by U.S. forces during the withdrawal from Afghanistan are surfacing in another conflict, further arming militants in the disputed South Asian region of Kashmir, and what experts say could be just the start of a weapons global journey. Authorities in the Indian-controlled Kashmir tell NBC News that militants tried to annex the region for Pakistan are carrying M4s, M16s, and other U.S.-made weapons and ammunition that have rarely been seen in the 30-year conflict. A major reason, they say, is a regional flood of U.S.-funded weapons that fell into the hands of the Taliban when U.S.-led NATO forces withdrew from Afghanistan in 2021. Most of the weapons recovered so far, officials say, are from Jaish-e-Mohammed and Laskhar-e-Taiba, both Pakistan-based militant groups that the U.S. designates as terrorist organizations. And just as a reminder, a report issued last year in the wake of the botched withdrawal estimated that more than $500 million worth of weapons were left behind in Afghanistan. And that was just part of the estimated $7 billion in equipment, including ground vehicles and aircraft that were left behind. And the Taliban has been starved for cash since they took over the country, so naturally, well, they've got a little bit of a surplus. Let's have a yard sale. So they've got things they're interested in selling, some of those weapons, even if it means fueling the ongoing fighting in neighboring countries. It's also worth remembering that there is still a thriving black market for military equipment that operates all around the world all the time. And it's not nearly as comical as some older Chevy Chase movies would have you believe. Deal of the Century is still a great film, though, if you've never seen it. If you leave $500 million in military-grade arms lying around, those weapons will eventually turn up all over the world. Some of them are already showing up in the hands of Russians fighting the American-backed Ukrainian forces. And let's keep in mind this little tidbit as we continue to funnel billions of dollars in cash and weapons to Ukraine. There have already been reports of arms being diverted from the Ukrainian military, making certain figures inside and outside the Ukraine's government considerably richer. But where do they go and where are they going to turn up? And the answer could literally be almost anywhere on the planet, but wherever you see armed conflict breaking out, there will be a demand for weapons. And our weapons are prized more than others. So what's the solution to this issue in Kashmir and our weapons being used in this conflict? This is unfortunately one of those situations where no solution is available. This is really, truly, the cat is out of the bag, the genie's out of the bottle, and it's going to go where it's going to go, and it's going to do what it's going to do. The dispute over the control of Kashmir, for example, has been going on for since the 90s and is unlikely to end anytime soon. One of the reasons that I think, and I don't know, I don't want to assign too much to this. With Trump, Trump was all about trying to solve the national-based problems and putting all the money towards that. Trying to solve the immigration issue, trying to secure the border, trying to solve the energy crisis, all those things. So he did all those things. Now, one thing he inadvertently did as well, which I'm almost certain this is not part of his strategy at least, was that we're not sending a bunch of hardware various places around the world. We sell things all the time like planes and aircraft and ships, I don't know. We sell a lot of planes. We sell a lot of helicopters. We sell missile systems. And I'm sure that was going on. But nothing like what happened in Afghanistan. That's never happened. Most of the time, we've at least had the foresight to destroy this stuff on the ground, leave it where it's not functional. We didn't even do that. I mean, you can go, go rent a Chuck Norris movie. Go rent, Delta Force. Go rent Delta Force. They give you go rent that, Joe. You'll see exactly how you're supposed to do this. Go rent that, Colonel Miley. Millie, whatever your name is. With each and every passing day, the failure of that withdrawal takes on a new form, and it's going to continue. This is like Fast and Furious on steroids. Fast and Furious. Wait, what have we heard about Fast and Furious? We've heard that it was 2,500 guns or 2,000 guns. These were all semi-automatic civilian versions, which the cartels don't really want. But supposedly that 2,500 guns, all these civilian guns going into Mexico is what actually fuels the cartels. That's not what it does. The cartels get military hardware. But then we heard that 300 Mexicans have been killed by those guns, and that's still the number today. And that was the number it was in 2010, 2011. And yet we don't know where most of those guns are still to this day. And unless they show up in some, and that's largely been swept under the rug. It's largely forgotten for the most part. Most people don't even think about Fast and Furious anymore because we've moved on from that. We've had, Obama's gone. We've had Trump. Now we got Biden. We got new problems. And I guess it's just because the problems just keep mounting that we don't ever get out there and actually see something through and finish it. I don't know. Makes me wonder, but we are now, we're funding the Taliban with our weapons. Our weapons are funding their operations, and our weapons are showing up in other places in conflicts that they were not meant to go to. Before the world, we are made to look like clowns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm watching the media effort to turn the Atlanta forest defenders into heroes. And I'm watching how they're trying to characterize them as victims of the police. And it makes me think some things that are probably a lot of people wish would be unsaid, but I'm going to say them. Nobody that I'm aware of that is at their workplace is ever killed by the police, regardless of race. If they're in the middle of their work, they're not killed. They're not killed if they're in school. They're not killed if by the police now. They're not killed if they're at a concert. They're not in a lot, any place that anybody can be, regardless of race. People aren't killed by the police. Now, they might be killed by rampage killers, which is a different story altogether. But just hear me out on this. Sometimes, and this is not complying, I understand what a small-scale armed conflict would look like in the civilian world. And in the civilian world, the advantage is going to go to the police. Because most of the time, I'm going to be by myself. And if it's a mistake, all I have to do is sort of, you know, keep my head and let it wind its way through. And then I'm on my way. I'm sure that this happens a lot where people get detained because of some, and once again, regardless of race. And we never hear about that because that's not the preset narrative. Now, back to the forest defenders. You know, there's been some awful coverage of this story by progressive outlets, Vice, The Daily Show, and worst of all, Truth Out. And this week, even more outlets are banding themselves in knots trying to turn the protesters into something worth celebrating. And the worst of these is a new story coming from Teen Vogue, of all places, which represents or repeats all of the same nonsense which was being pushed by the protesters last week, and leaves out all the inconvenient details they've decided not to mention at all. And we get this. Full details of the shooting have yet to emerge. The official police narrative, which as a rule should be treated with skepticism, has been murky from the start. First, police said there may have been gunfire by an unseen shooter, which resulted in the non-fatal shooting of an officer shortly after police claimed that they were in a conversation with a forest defender who then fired at them. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations claims there is no body camera footage of the shooting, as Georgia State Patrol officers are not equipped with body cams and had refused to release the names of any officers involved. Other agencies that were present with body cams, including the Atlanta Police, are refusing to release whatever footage they have. Meanwhile, reports from the ground have suggested the possibility of accidental friendly fire. And as we wait for the full story to become clear, the fact remains. No one would have been killed had Atlanta's leadership not rammed through the unpopular project known as Cop City. So according to this journalist, municipal property doesn't actually belong to the city. Which, no matter how much you like government, up or down, they do actually have things that they can and will do, and they're all legal, right? And this was going to be a training ground, a training facility for police officers. But the claim of the police narrative change is something that I've seen for a bit. Police never said that there may have been gunfire. The gunfire was never in doubt because a trooper was shot. You know, cause and effect. You can't be shot unless somebody shoots you. On the day of the shooting, GBI Director Michael Register said an individual without warning shot a Georgia State Patrol trooper. Other law enforcement personnel returned fire in self-defense and evacuated the trooper to a safe area. 5 minutes later, a reporter asked Register to describe the situation in more detail, and he said, an individual confronted law enforcement, and I don't think that he was seen until he fired. I'm not sure. And notice that last bit about not being sure. The next day, the GBI released a statement which said as law enforcement was moving through the property, they located a man inside a tent in the woods. They gave verbal commands to the man who did not comply and shot a Georgia State Patrol trooper. So it appears Register was wrong about the thing he admitted he wasn't sure about. Officers did see the shooter and ordered him to come out of his tent, and instead of complying, he fired at them. Does this constitute a conversation? No. And the later description still fits with the initial claim that without warning, a protester shot a trooper. Finally, as for the claim that no one would have been killed if the police training center hadn't been approved, you could say the same thing about that, about the illegal protest. If the protesters weren't occupying the space they don't own, a trooper wouldn't have been shot and the shooter wouldn't be dead. Or you could say that about Tortuguita's decision to buy a gun and bring it to the illegal occupation. Or just about his decision to shoot an officer. And if he hadn't done that, he'd still be alive. There's lots of places where this could have gone differently. Speaking of Tortuguita's gun, notice that the Teen Vote article never mentions his legal purchase of the gun or the fact that the ballistics proved the bullet that shot the trooper came from his gun. Instead, they just repeat the discredited nonsense about accidental friendly fire. That's not reporting. That's being very lazy. And it's intentional lying. And speaking of his gun, the AP is a story today about which is mostly based on speaking to another activist named Vienna. Vienna was Tortuguita's girlfriend. She said, it was a magical experience for me being able to live out our ideals. They were all engaged in community activism. They quickly fell in love during those warm late summer nights. That was before a January 18th police operation that ended in gunfire, leaving 26-year-old Tortuguita dead and a state trooper hospitalized. Now, Tortuguita, whose given name was Manuel Esteban Paez Terran, shot the trooper. Activists argue it was state-sanctioned murder. Deanna said they were genuinely so generous and loving and always wanted to take care of people. Their biggest thing was building communities of care. But eventually they get around to asking her, did the forest defenders know that Tortuguita was armed? It should have been said no. She would have. So that's a yes in my view. If you're going to go to those kind of events ready to be in a gunfight, you might get in a gunfight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House says President Biden ordered the U.S. military to shoot down another high-altitude object over Alaska. During an afternoon briefing, Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, he said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, the reason for taking it down. An advisor to former Vice President Pence says one classified document was found at his Indiana home. That statement came after a search of the home that lasted 5 hours. Disney is closer to losing the power to govern itself in Florida after a vote by state senators. The bill that prevents companies from getting special treatment now heads to the governor's desk. Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Rush Limbaugh used to call this guy Robert Reich. I myself, being less couth than the El Rushbo, I simply refer to him as Bob the Hobbit because, well, he's short. Talking about Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor, a professor now at Berkeley. Theoretically, I would think that at least based upon books and Trivial Pursuit, he might be pretty smart. But despite his supposed intelligence, he says some really dumb things from time to time. Like his tweet from Sunday. There's old Bob the Hobbit smiling at you. The Second Amendment was never intended to permit mass slaughter. Well, okay, there's your take. It's an idiotic take, but it's certainly a take. So let's take a look, shall we, just to make sure in the vernacular and verbiage that there is no permit for mass, what do you call it, mass murder? Mass slaughter, I'm sorry. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I'm not seeing it. I don't see anything in there permitting murder of any kind, much less mass slaughter. And that's because it's not there. We are a nation of laws. One of the laws says murder is illegal. It's one of the few laws that absolutely no one questions. We might disagree on when taking another life is justified, but we don't disagree that the idea of killing people for no reason is wrong. And those who deserve, well, I mean, those who do it deserve what they get, the punishment. And Bob the Hobbit's argument is akin to saying that the First Amendment permits child pornography. The difference, though, is that some have actually tried to defend kiddie porn by citing the First Amendment. Absolutely nobody has ever tried to say the Second Amendment permits murder. And not well, except for the anti-gunners. They get out there and they think that's what it says. Not only that, but the truth is that the Second Amendment does the opposite of what Reich is trying to argue here. The rampage killings we've seen of late are awful things. Nobody disagrees on that at all. There's no point of contention there. But we've also seen a few instances over the years where a mass shooting doesn't end up with so many people killed because a good guy with a gun was there. Right? White Settlement, Texas, and Greenwood Park Mall both come to mind. And in these cases, the state's respect for the Second Amendment resulted in people being in place and armed, which actually prevented mass slaughter, Bob. Meanwhile, California has a culture that actively discourages many to own, much less carry a gun. They've notoriously made it difficult for law-abiding citizens to carry a gun. And I can't say that's why they've had 2-3 rampage killings so close together. I can definitely tell you it didn't prevent them. And the Second Amendment means the government cannot just disarm us. It means that we won't passively be loaded into cattle cars and shipped to various destinations to be massacred. So the Second Amendment prevents mass slaughter yet again. Bob the Hobbit should be aware of this, and I'm quite sure he's been made aware of it from time to time. So why make this case? Well, because Bob the Hobbit thinks you're too stupid to see through it. The truth is that Reich makes a lot of stupid points, despite supposedly being that intelligent guy. Not just on guns, either. In fact, we could create a site that just dunks on Bob the Hobbit's stupid hot takes on this. In that regard, this is no different. The problem is that there are people who think he made a great point when he did no such thing. No one has ever challenged murder laws under the guise of such laws interfering with their Second Amendment right. Even if they try, they won't get very far because we all know it's an idiotic take. And Bob the Hobbit is just trying to rile up the left. Which, who of you on the left follows Bob the Hobbit? I really want to know. Aren't you guys supposed to be the most hip of the hip and, you know, the coolest of the cool? Why is he a guy? Why do you get out there and decry old white guys and you get one that is not only old, white, and short, but he's also says a bunch of stupid stuff? Well, like I said, he's just trying to rile up the left, and it takes stupidity to make that happen, apparently. I probably shouldn't call him Bob the Hobbit, should I? I mean, isn't that going low?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, right now, the DOJ is raiding Joe Biden's offices. And interestingly enough, since we're not distracted by the fact that they're raiding conservatives at the moment, we're not in the harumph mode, it's quite interesting to watch this happen while calm. We know that they conducted a search of Joe Biden's post-Obama White House office affiliated with the University of Pennsylvania in November. And here we are just now finding it out by 3 months later, and we get to see the deep state at work. This was carried out by the DOJ, followed Biden's attorneys finding 10 documents marked classified from his tenure in the Obama administration. They didn't even learn the president may have been harboring classified documents until CBS News ran a report on January 10th after months of endless accusations that Trump illegally took top secret documents with him to Florida after an FBI raid on his house. In all, they have recovered between 25 to 30 documents marked classified from the office space. So, in other words, multiple documents were found in multiple locations. Now, first of all, understand this. In both cases, very likely, we're not talking about the nuclear codes. We're not talking about the various war plans. We're not talking about things that are truly classified and hot topics. We're talking about documents that are probably classified simply because they don't want you to know what they're doing. They don't want you to know how they do it. And because this is happening now, this is, I think it's sort of indicative of the fact that the deep state is coming unglued as they understand that with Trump having them, well, that might mean exposure. With Biden having them, that might mean inadvertent exposure. And it also means that old Hunter Biden, he had access to them too, that box full of them that was parked behind the Corvette in the garage. But like I said, most of these, 90% of all classified documents have nothing to do with anything that is really, really hot about national security. It has everything to do with things they just simply don't want you to know. So while they're out there saying Trump had more than 300 classified documents in Mar-a-Lago, that's what New York Times said. Declassify them and let's have a look at them. How about that? Let's do that. I mean, Paloma Capano was on the show earlier this week. She was talking about it. I think it's a smoking hot idea. Let's do that. But until we do that, I don't know what, what's the point of this? I mean, we know now. I know. I mean, every time I say, oh, Biden's got classified documents. Oh, what? Is it something about Lois Lerner when she was in charge of the IRS? What are we talking about? What is it they don't want us to know? It has nothing to do with national security. So, right now, it's almost like a distraction. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the day has come. They published it yesterday, I think. The ATF has decided pistol braces have got to go. Now, we all know this is nonsense and it shouldn't be permitted. But as the law is currently written, not complying may well land you in prison. And when I say law, I mean rule. With a felony conviction, thus negating your right to keep and bear arms for a good long while, if not eternally. So we have two problems going on simultaneously. We have the long term, we have the short term. Now, long term, we need to challenge the ban. And we all knew the challenges were going to come. And they're here now as well. A lawsuit has been filed in federal court in Texas, and it challenges the move to treat the guns like short-barreled rifles, a weapon like a sawed-off shotgun that has been heavily regulated since the 1930s. Nobody can tell you why. We just thought it would be a good idea to regulate something. And the case against the ATF argues that millions of people have guns with braces and use them to make firing more accurate and therefore safer. You know, all of those deadly enhancements. Lawsuit was filed on behalf of three veterans by the Milwaukee-based Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and comes as the new federal rule takes effect this past Tuesday. They argue in the lawsuit that the new ATF rule forces owners into unthinkable choices. And, yeah, so it boils down to you can remove the brace, you can submit to a national registry, or you can open yourself up to possible charges. You can also alter it and try to turn it into a rifle that doesn't fall under any of these things. But by the time you get done doing it, you're basically swapping everything out. And, you know, you're starting to, it's a pistol. And then you get done, it's a rifle, and you have none of those parts. Maybe the bolt carrier group's the same. The new rule unlawfully usurps congressional authority by significantly expanding the definition of rifle under federal law, and with it imposes potential criminal liability on millions of Americans exercising their Second Amendment right, according to the lawsuit. Now, a decade ago, the ATF found the braces did not make the guns similar to short-barreled rifles. And the transparency of this is very simple. Biden knows, and it's basically said so. He's gotten out there and said, well, you know, I think they should pass this, but there are things I can do. And this is one of those things. This is purely political in nature. It has nothing to do with your public safety. It has nothing to do with reclassification. This is just something they think and hope they can do. They know that they can implement it, but that does not mean that it stands the test of time or legal scrutiny. Pistol braces do benefit disabled shooters a great deal, and now many of them will be forced to make a decision that I don't envy them one bit, and this should not be the case. And now things roll to the courts, and that's where things might get interesting. Because thanks to Bruin, the pistol brace ban, it's very unlikely that it survives. But the truth is that the ban on short barrel rifles wouldn't survive either. Which sort of makes this really interesting for me. If you use the text and history approach outlined in that decision, you would be hard-pressed to find an 18th century law that bars firearms under a certain length. There is no historical precedent for that before 1934. And it's just not likely to happen. We all know it. So don't be surprised to see this challenge go in interesting directions. They go well beyond whether or not the ATF can actually regulate away such braces. Now, just me personally, I would love to see them lose that regulatory authority for good. No one should be okay with bureaucrats deciding what is legal and what isn't. And while they will always have some power to interpret the law, the ATF goes beyond that. They literally decide what is legal and what isn't, and then they'll tell you what it is. And with pistol braces, bump stocks, we've seen it before. They're more than willing to change their minds well after they say something. So they'll let, you know, I went out there and I've got a gun, a lovely 300 Blackout that was built by Spikes Tactical. I love the gun. I call it the truck gun. 8-inch barrel, and it's got a pistol brace on it. And they made me believe that that was a legal thing. And now they've made me, now I'm not complying at the moment and I have choices. So they changed their mind and they're deprived. One of the things that could happen is they would deprive me of property that I got in good faith with the understanding that it was in fact lawful to own such things and an understanding that that would remain so. This is ex post facto as well, you know. So this court case is going to be interesting, at least from my perspective. I'm just waiting to see how this turns out. Now, Viril Cream Newsom, he's gotten out there. He loves gun control and he's a big fan of it. Even if recent evidence shows just how little has been accomplished by all of those heavy restrictions in the Golden State on the right to keep and bear arms. And the truth is, he's unlikely to ever admit to that. But he has gone so far as to claim the Second Amendment was turning into a suicide pact. So he's also a big fan of hyperbole. And regardless of any of that, he's not going to acknowledge gun control's failures. And later, you know, he's coming out with more gun control measures that he plans to push, which this so reminds me in Animal House when Dean Wormer's out there wanting to put John Belushi's fraternity, what are they, the Omegas, wanting to put them on probation, but they're already on it. So they become enshrined in double secret probation, whatever that is. He just makes it up as he goes. This is Dean Wormer, is Governor Gavin Newsom of California. So we got this. Governor Gavin Newsom, State Attorney General Rob Bonta, and State Attorney State Senator Anthony Portantino on Wednesday are slated to announce new gun control measures that state leaders will pursue following multiple mass shootings across California. Now, the gun control laws in place didn't stop those, and now we're going to come in behind that and put more things. So we're going to close the barn door after the horses run out. But these will be new efforts to advance critical gun safety legislation. Among these gems, we have AB 97, makes possession of an unserialized firearm a felony. So that's all the black market guns and the ghost guns, or the guns you build at home, the home builds. SB 2 sets new limits for concealed carry permit holders. No other information besides that. AB 303 requires the state attorney general to create an online database for the state's armed and prohibited person system. AB 328. Would reinstate harsher penalties for those who use a gun in the process of committing a violent crime. AB 28 creates a new tax on firearms and ammunition to fund gun violence protections. All of those have big issues, and they would probably be preferable to yet another anti-gun push by Newsom and his buddies. But even better would be Newsom acknowledging that gun control is a failure and stating his desire to roll back existing regulations. Then again, I have a better chance of getting on that show, The Button, and sitting across from Scarlett Johansson as she decides that she wants to go on a second date. Better chance of that. So I'm not going to hold my breath on the governor changing his mind. And I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? This is going to be some kind of anti-gun push, and the only surprise I can foresee is the scope of the anti-gun intrusion by the governor. And if that's what he has in mind, he's in trouble. Because the further he tries to take it, the more unconstitutional he'll be required to take things. And this means judicial challenges that his measures simply won't survive. Like, they're not surviving in New York. They're not surviving in New Jersey. Not surviving in Illinois. But we aren't talking about Gavin Newsom. It's not like he values the Constitution in any way, shape, or form, regardless of his oath of office. So I'm very sorry to tell you this, people of California, but things are going to get interesting for you, and it's not going to be in a good way. Not going to be in a good way. I just love those right after you walk out the door things. Let's do this, because that should have been, you know, what we had in place wasn't enough. We got to have more. That's always the story of gun control. What we have is not enough. We got to have more. Just ban them. I would love for you to take that one up. That would be so much fun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.